take this all, I don't need it.
Yeah.
I'll get a Gatorade face first. Right?
We drank our last.
We?
Whenever you drink the last of it, you ought to get some more. Well, don't drink the last. Just make it a point.
But when you see it, start reading.
I couldn't keep up with all the people who came in yesterday. Seven up.
You sound like you've had a day like I had yesterday.
I have.
You just click your finger at me and I'll cuss too.
Yeah, put you some hot water here. Right there. Yeah, sir, you first sound like you had a day like I had. Didn't accomplish a thing.
Well, how'd your day go, Cookie?
Everything went backwards. Everything went backwards.
I got you some hot water right there.
Well, okay, I'm looking for a cup. Did that ever occur to you? I might use a cup.
Cookie, I'm going to leave. I'm going to cuss somebody so I don't get in trouble. Woo! All day long I've been patching his britches and his shirt. You got anything you want me to patch?
No, I ain't got nothing of my own. I rent mine.
Start renting, guys.
Now I'll tell you.
You need some sugar, don't you?
No, I don't use sugar. No. I drink mine straight.
Well, how did I forget so far that I can't remember what you use in the
I don't know. You must have had a heck of a day yesterday.
I sure today. Today is the day.
Yeah, I had yesterday was my day.
And today's been Faye's day. Yesterday was my day, and today's been Helen's day.
I almost came over there to live with you last night. You're
on the
cook.
Well, now I'll tell you. No, I tell you, actually, it's been brewing all week.
What is that? What happened?
Oh, I tell you. What happened? You see, these neighbors of ours over there, they came over to the house, and this girl did, and her boyfriend come with her and accused Frank of stealing her ring. Well, Frank didn't know nothing about her burned old ring, you know. And that went all over Frank. Oh, he got fighting mad. And he's about to hurt two boys there in the front yard with a tire iron. He was ready to knock them down. I ain't joking you.
Well, that tire iron will do it.
He'd have killed him if he'd have hit him. He would. And that started it. And by golly, everything's turned backwards all week.
Well,
everything's turned backwards all week. Because, you see, Frank was mad. Well, when he's like me. When he's mad, when he gets mad, it takes him a week to get over it.
Yeah.
And then there's a little girl over there at the shop, over the station. Buys gas with us all the time, been just as straight and as true as you please. And her no-count hippie husband goes out and give some checks on her, and they come and the police comes and picks her up in front of Frank. And Frank just been babying around and treating her like he would one of his sisters, you know. And that hurt Frank. All that got under his skin. He didn't sleep Thursday night, worrying about what Susie was going to do. Well, I may have done wrong, but I went down and bailed her out Friday morning for Frank's sake.
Well, I'll be
dead, Brian. I did. I went down and bailed her out Friday morning for Frank's sake. I've already got over half my money back, and Monday morning I'll get the rest of my money. I'm confident. She's always been straight with us. she'll leave her car there to be serviced. And if we're closed up and she don't come around, I'll just park it outside and put the key under the mat. She'll pick her car up and then come in the next day and pay me for it.
Yeah.
She always has done that, been as honest as you please. Well, yesterday morning she came in, she gave me $20 of what I went down and paid out on her. Well, I told her, I said, now, Susie, I'll have to have my money because this is gas money. Well, she done give me $20. Well, she owes me $15. Well, I looked at it this way. As straight as she's been, and as much as Frank thought of her, if she never pays me that $15, I ain't lost nothing.
Yeah.
Now, I'm honest about it.
Yeah.
She's just as sweet as she can be. Just acts like one of my own kids.
Yeah.
And I went and got her. Maybe I done wrong.
Well, how'd you know she's down there?
Frank saw the sheriff pick her up. Right there in front of the station.
Oh, that's what you said. You mean he picked her up right there?
Right there.
In front of your station.
Me and Frank pushed her car in my shop and kept it Thursday night to keep her husband from getting it. We sure did. Had to push it in, but we got it in.
He tried to get it?
No, I don't guess. I had it in the back room back there locked up where it's dark.
Yeah, he didn't know it was
there. He didn't know it was in there. He didn't know where it was at. He didn't know where she was at. He didn't care. But we saw him riding around in the car with other women.
On her money.
On her money. He don't work. She works and goes to the university.
Yeah.
You may know her. Susie Eubank.
Yeah.
Susie Eubank. You may know her. I don't know. But she's just as nice as she can be.
And then your neighbor had to explode out there.
Yeah. They had to explode, so.
All I've been is just hot. Cause
well, what got into them out there?
Well, they're mad because Laura wouldn't go out with this one particular boy. Laura emphatically told him, she said, Jimmy, I don't want nothing to do with you. I won't go out with you. I flat refuse to go with you. If I can't find nothing else better than you to go out with, why, that's just tough. I'll just stay home.
Yeah.
And that made him mad. Because Laura, just like me, she'll tell him flat what she thinks.
Yeah. Is that
right? Yeah.
So they had to
get something.
Get something back on.
To try to get back on us, but they come when they're getting killed.
Yeah.
Now, Frank would have hit one of them in the head with that tire iron, he'd have killed him. Now, there ain't no getting around
that. No, he wouldn't have tapped him with it.
No, sir, he'd have hit him.
Well, where was Helen then?
Standing right there. And then she got stirred up, you know. I got mad.
All on this hot weather.
Then Frank went to the station yesterday morning. We had 7 customers all morning long. That's all. 1 o'clock come, I said, Frank, pull them doors down. Let's go to the house. We went to the house. I had to babysit.
Oh, that was good for afternoon.
Yeah. I came down here, see. I had to run back. I had to babysit.
Those pretty little girls.
They're supposed to clean up the kitchen. They didn't. And who got blamed for it? It was me. And I wasn't supposed to do it at all. But I got blamed for them not doing it, cleaning up the kitchen. So at 11 o'clock last night, they was washing dishes in the kitchen. And they never got in until almost 9:30 from a grocery store. You know, dang, one of the stores don't stay open until 9 o'clock on Saturday night. But they were goofing around. And they had all the transportation they had, because the truck, it wasn't running right. I was afraid to go downtown, afraid I couldn't get back. No cigars. And they didn't bring me none. And they always buy me cigars at the grocery store. Always. Yesterday, no cigars.
They got the whip hand, haven't they?
They sure have.
Well, I take all my troubles back.
Well, what'd you do?
Yeah, what did you do?
I made Laura go downtown and get me some cigars.
Oh, it was still open there in Hawthorne.
Yeah. But she wanted to get to bed early. She had to go to work this morning. And they knew that I smoked cigars. I hadn't had one all week.
So you weren't very good company yourself, huh?
Look what I begin to get warm. I begin to get warm.
Now that was yesterday.
That was yesterday. See, I came down here and checked on the horse, then turned around and went right back real quick. Remember, I didn't stay for just a minute.
That's right.
And
you said they had to go to the grocery store.
Had to go to the grocery store. Well, I walked in, they walked out. And I just went in on a wing and a prayer.
Yeah.
I got up this morning, fixed my truck. Frank took the gas out of the truck and put in the Falcon for Laura to go to work on this morning. And she was right by the station the day before yesterday and didn't fill that thing up.
And she's about the only one to drive it now.
Yeah. I won't let her drive a Pontiac because I ain't got it insured. I can't insure them all. I can't. There's no way.
No, you just wouldn't have any grocery bill. You just have an insurance bill.
Insurance bill. And I'm paying through the nose through insurance anyway. See, it costs me $27 a month insurance on my station.
Just what little you've got in it.
Yeah. But if you was to walk across my station driveway,
yeah,
fall down and break a leg,
could sue you.
They could sue me.
I think that's the damnedest law or custom that was ever invented.
I do too.
A man on your premises ought to be his own boss still.
But
now, what's that got to do with it, whether he breaks his leg on your place or mine or his?
They come up with some object there that causes, see. And you can't hardly prove different. He can say he slipped on a little bit of grease. Well, you don't know what, you can't swear there wasn't no grease there.
Yeah.
Of course, you could say, why did you come on my property? I mean, it won't matter.
No.
So, they could break a man up. Well, darn near breaks me up to buy insurance.
Yeah.
About to have it.
Well, you take that amount every month, month in, month out. So you've got a lot in it, so you go on and
yeah.
Your business.
Just let me rest a minute.
We enjoy your company.
You sure don't want anybody driving a car without insurance, do you?
No, I sure don't.
Didn't you say you had a close call on Laura's
What was that?
It had lapsed 17 days before the accident, and if I got the notice, I don't remember it. Because I can't remember everything. But he was good enough. After I checked in with him and he checked with the company, he was good enough to reinstate me and back me. That's all saved me. Or I'd had to pay all the damages and fix the other lady's car. It still cost me a little bit extra money.
Yeah, they went up for $100 or something.
$86. Automatically, right then.
And changes in another company wouldn't order it.
Nope. But after he was good enough to back me after it being lapsed 17 days, why, I'd have been a sorry, no good son of a gun to have changed and went with another company. I sure would. Because the rates are all the same regardless. What company you wish, you still got the same rates. Lots of people say, oh, I'll get my insurance for cheaper than you get yours. Maybe they have got insurance cheaper than I got mine. But then maybe they ain't got the coverage that I got. Mm-hmm. Maybe they just got the bare necessities. Yeah. Well, liability is actually all you're required to have. Well, I got liability, medical payment, uninsured motor, and comprehensive. Now, that's what I got on my vehicle. Collision, I'd have to get $100 deductible on all of them. Well, if I do more than $100 worth of damage to either one of them, well, I just might as well jump it anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
So I ain't got nothing worth it.
Now that
collision,
the man that owned that front end drive and that was in your place yesterday, he couldn't afford to have $100 deductible.
He sure could, because if he would just mess up one wheel, he's done shot $150 right there.
Yeah.
Right quick.
Well, so yeah, I believe this is going to help us. This helps me. I need a little lift. You know, I don't know who would go calling on people at the time they came. It's just inconceivable.
Well, especially, now I enjoy them very much, and I wanted her to come out. A little girl she wanted to see before. But I said late this afternoon, after supper.
Yeah.
And of course, Julie didn't relay that. She just couldn't wait to see that.
Well, it's sickening. I mean, you just do something in that heat and it makes you sick.
It sure does.
And it's hard on the animals.
And,
That's what.
Will you eat some with us?
No, I've got.
Oh, you gotta go.
I'm gonna have to run along. That's the reason I got. I brought Nellie down and put her in, took Tony out. Because she had no cause to run the little mare, see. But Tony may have occasion to run him. He may acquire occasion to run him, see.
Yeah.
I brought her down. I'm going to take him back.
Yeah.
I think he'll be better on for all concerned.
Yeah. Now, has she been bred?
She's supposed to be bred, yes.
Yeah.
Whether she is took up or not, I don't know.
Yeah.
But she would whisk the studs. She may not have took up.
Well, now you do pretty well with your. You don't need a horse trailer. I figured you'd always have a horse trailer.
I've got one.
But you're doing all right with that pickup.
Yeah, I've got one.
It's yours.
Yeah. I may have traded for a ton truck the other day, too.
Yeah. Well, now, you haven't had a ton truck in a long time.
No. It's the same size as that in the Toby's, you know, that we haul the bulls in.
Yeah.
Same size.
Yeah.
Got a metal bed on the bottom of the bed is similar to what Toby's has got.
Yeah.
Only it's got loops on the side where you can take make sideboards and take them off.
Yeah.
Unusual for something else besides hauling cows.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be right handy. Well, cooking with this weather like it is, and putting in as much time as you've done today, you can't really follow through on those things unless a man comes up there and just needs the money right quick. Not much you can do.
Well, I know he's gonna need some money in about 2 weeks. I know he is, see. Well, that's all he's got to make his money with.
Yeah.
Well, I've made him a good offer on the truck. He's gonna need so much money, yet he's gonna need transportation.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
See? Well, I've got something that he can have for transportation. Then I've got enough money to supply his needs to go with my piece of transportation.
Is it a pretty good truck?
Yes, sir. It's a good truck. Good rubber on it.
Oh, I see.
4-speed transmission. Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. It's got a bed on it, guy. If you had it built, it'd cost you $100.
Yeah.
Just the flat part. It's solid metal. There ain't no wood about solid metal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's going to need about $60 to maybe $75 in 2 weeks. And he's going to need transportation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I can get Laura's Pontiac fixed, well, she'll have transportation. Dependable transportation.
Mm-hmm.
I can take the Falcon and $50 and go get the 1-ton truck.
Oh, really?
That's right. And I'll do it, too.
Yeah.
I've offered him that. I made him that offer. I give him the Falcon. And $50 for the truck.
So he'd have transportation.
So he'd have transportation and enough money to go ahead and get his wife in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he's going to have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got to have so much money, regardless, to get her in the hospital.
Oh, they've got to make a down payment.
They've got to make a down payment.
That's just dropping a bucket in a hospital.
That's right. That's right.
$50 ain't anything anymore.
Well, he'll get a little help from the county health department.
Yeah.
Because he's an invalid, more or less. I mean, well, not an invalid. He's disabled to work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can
fetch
him up.
Well. That's it, Cookie. If you could sort of take it easy there, where you are, on pumping gas and servicing cars and like, save energy, you know, save a little energy for some of things like this. Because then this is a service to him.
Yeah, yeah.
And you might make a little out of it, sir.
Well, it'll be something we could use from time to time.
Yeah. But if you wear yourself out, you know.
I come home, I ain't got no energy. I go to bed, and that's it.
Yeah. You see, you ain't even got enough initiative to go use a telephone.
That's right. Now, you see, most of the time, this past week, I was home by this time, 6:30, see, Well, that gives me 2 hours and a half of daylight for trading, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I better get out there and get my horse loaded and go home.
Yeah. It would cool you off, too.
Oh, yeah.
You'll have a nice ride home.
Yeah.
Well, let me see. I'll go out there and I'll put on you out there.
Now, that's the end of this little visit, the taping part of it. Around 3:10, Channel 2 Riot. Channel 2 Riot on Suzanne's reel, or this extra reel, Jean and Suzanne's reel. Cookie's tape is out in the three-car garage. Everything's scattered. Well, it's been a sad day. I wore myself out in the heat yesterday and the day before. Now, I thought I would take things easy. But everything comes up today, and the worst part of it is J.J. and that little girl came out here and got right here in the middle of the afternoon when it was so hot, just before this storm broke, weather broke. That weather, you see, you hear the thunder clash and lightning clash in that when I was talking to Cookie. Oh, patience was short. Everybody's was. And that's tape's no good, but it's memorial. And Cookie, you see, everything went wrong for him last week. Or just the heat. That's all there is to it. This is 3:25, Channel 2 Right. Sunday afternoon, the 19th of July, 1970. Sunday afternoon, the 19th of July, 1970. Channel 2 Right, around 3:25 or 30. Cookie came over to help me get the hay equipment going.